Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. State Historical Marker, 66 George Street. On January 30th, 2020, the college unveiled a state historical marker on George Street, recording the college's accomplishments, but also its past exclusionary practices. These include the exclusion of women until 1918 and African Americans until 1967. Bernard Powers, Emeritus Professor of History and Director of the college's Center for the Study of Slavery in Charleston, wrote the following reflection on the college's new commitment to telling a fuller story of its past. A deep and complex history is embedded in the buildings, the landscape, and the surrounding neighborhood of the College of Charleston. The college's history is at the very heart of early American history. During the American Revolution, three college leaders signed the Declaration of Independence, and three others helped write the Constitution. Revolutionary-era barracks were among the earliest buildings the college used, and 50 years later, it became the nation's earliest municipal college. Stories about the college's connection to slavery and subsequent issues of race are not as well known, because they have seldom been fully told. Yet they are organically intertwined with the history of our institution. For example, Bishop Robert Smith, the first president, was a large slaveholder who used his own enslaved people to perform work on the campus. The college accumulated a considerable debt to him in part because of this. This indebtedness even influenced the way the campus was developed in the early years. We also know that slave labor was used to construct Randolph Hall in the late 1820s. Many other campus buildings have important African American histories. In the antebellum period, many free blacks lived within the neighborhood adjacent to the campus. Some owned property here. For example, in 1844, a free woman of color, Sally Johnson, purchased the house on 2 Greenway. It was passed down through her descendants until the college purchased it in the 1970s. James Holloway, a free person of color, owned 5 properties on College Street on sites that would someday be the heart of campus. Another building was constructed during the Reconstruction era for A.O. Jones, an African-American who was clerk of the South Carolina House of Representatives. In the modern period, the birthplace of Septima Clark, the civil rights era leader, is on our current campus at 105 Wentworth Street. Clark was educated at the segregated Avery Normal Institute, which now houses the college's Avery Research Center for African American History and Culture. The Center for the Study of Slavery in Charleston and the 250th Anniversary Historical Documentation Committee are committed to exploring these aspects of the college's story. While preparing for our 250th anniversary celebration, the college joined the University Studying Slavery Consortium, a group of over 50 universities studying their historical relationships to slavery and its legacy of race-related issues in contemporary life. Various offices, departments, and programs at the college are now systematically exploring our history and the way it intersects with that of the city, the state, and the nation. Our efforts will lead to a series of tours that will be posted on this website. The first tour for the 250th anniversary is only the beginning of this long-term project. On January 30th, 2020, President Andrew Shue and the Historical Documentation Committee unveiled this new and unprecedented historical marker. In his speech that day, the president said, "I'm proud of this marker because it does not hide the faults of our past. On the contrary, it directly confronts our faults while still celebrating some of our key milestones." We are also proud of that marker, the first of many in which we celebrate the pride of our achievements and unflinchingly confront the pain of our history. It is only in this spirit that we can fully embrace our motto for the 250th anniversary. History made here. And our eternal motto, wisdom itself is liberty.